SWAT cats.
Gotta move fast!
I want the SWAT cats destroyed.
Here come the SWAT cats.
Forged out of the past and into the present. Into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, May 18th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. I'm not editing today, so get fucked. First thread is, why is there still an ADHD med shortage? And then for the finale, Elon announces partnership with 4chan, but it was more of a sarcastic ploy than anything else. So whatever, that's the show today. Welcome. I love you. First, pictures of Adderall, XR. Dude, fuck extended release stuff. I like Effexor. And I like Effexor instant release. And Olive Gold's doctor is trying to get him on Zoloft. And I told that motherfucker, do not take fucking Zoloft, you fuck. Take Effexor and get the instant release kind. If you're gonna get hooked on anything, you fuck. Get that and get hooked on that. It's fucking incredible. I mean, except for sex. If you want sex, don't get that. If you want to bone people, don't get that. And it will kill your sex drive. I forgot to mention that part of it. That might have been kind of a little important thing to mention there, Lou. A little bit of an important thing that I should have mentioned to him. It's fucking incredible, except you can't get it up or fuck people, really. It's hard to come. It takes away your sex drive. Yep. That's the only bad part of it. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Oof. But it's incredible. It's great. I love that shit. Besides that part of it. This Britbong says, the OP says, pretty sure it's been going on for 3 years now. Why is there still an ADHD med shortage? I don't fucking get it. Isn't Big Pharma's one and only goal to sell you as many pills as possible? Have they not been able to get their shit together and raise production? Have they tried making a to-do list and going to the gym? First post, Britbong says, are you saying the government is stockpiling it? I think they just limit production, keep costs high, probably, or something stupid like that, some Jewish shit. Just think of the most Jewish thing possible, it's probably that. This meme flag says, my father defecates deep within my blank while I sleep. Incredible. This American says, because it's being sent to Ukraine and Israel, dumbass. The ADHD pills? Probably, sure. They get everything before us, why not? Israel first. This American says, it's a C2, and after the opioid crisis, they're up the manufacturer's ass with new regulations and shit, so it's slowing production. Doctors really don't want to give it to you now. I tried so hard to get it, and they wouldn't give it to me. I was begging for that shit, and they would not give it to me. So, I feel that pain. Samaria says, end all patent production. It's that simple. Compounding pharmacies can make anything if you just remove legal tethers. Yeah, just remove all legal tethers and just throw powder and anything you want in the fucking pill, whatever. Who the fuck cares about quality control? Dio says, drugs are all made in China. China cutting us off. Simple as. Dude, if China cuts us off, we will be so utterly fucked. And if they do it in the middle of a crash, we'll be doubly fucked. I was talking earlier about that. What if China's just waiting to pull the rug until we're already rug pulled? So it's a double rug pull. And it's the worst economic crisis ever. Ever. The global crisis. I mean, insane. Lucky Joe Star. Why is 4chan fucking up on me? I don't know, buddy. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's working for me. This leaf says no shortage where I am. It's weird, though. I'm not even that complicated of a... It's not even that complicated of a chemical to synthesize, make. Yeah, it's not about that. It's about regulations, probably. Yeah, whatever. Let's pill... Don't do Jumaceuticals. Jumaceuticals are bad. Jumaceuticals are awful. And the less pills you take, the better. Take natural things and vitamins. Some guy talk about kratom. Huh. You shouldn't need pills to be happy. And happy pills give you brain cancer. So just fuck it. Don't do that. You don't need it, Olive Gold. What you need is less alcohol. Less alcohol, more weed. Go smoke some fucking weed, you boomer. Go smoke some weed. Let's go to the finale of the day. God, my mouth is dry as a fucking barren wasteland and have no water. Oh well. Live show, don't care. Elon announces partnership with 4chan. Picture is OpenAI. We're partnering with Reddit to bring its content to ChatGPT and new products. Elon Musk says BFD Grok is partnering with 4chan. My face win. It's real too, but I think he was saying it more as a joke. I don't even think Grok is that good. I've used it a few times, it ain't that great. The new ChatGPT, though, is fucking incredible and really good. So, step it up, Elon. And I hope you do ally or partner with 4chan. Yeah, just find a way to scrub all the bot posts and Jew posts as well. Samaria says, figures Hiroshimut would sell us out and let our data be used to train AI. How dare he? No! This meme flag, Switzerland and on, says, I want a Janny's yearly salary for each of my posts they feed into it. Yeah, me as well. Me as well. Theo says, government doesn't do quality control. Yeah. Lucky Joestar says, I can't get past the verifying you are human bullshit. You gotta turn off the VPN or stop using private browsing or incognito browser or whatever. Buy a 4chan pass. That'll fix everything. Buy a 4chan pass. A lot of glowy comments about Musk. A lot of Musk hate, too. I mean, Musk kind of flip-flops. I feel like him letting Nick Fuentes back on is his kind of push the other direction again. He'll go to Israel. He'll bow down, being a Shabbos goy. And then the next second, he'll let Nick Fuentes back on the platform. It's really weird. And the Jews are doing a big campaign against him. If you haven't seen that gay porn that was streamed on his channel or whatever, he was definitely hacked. It was obvious he was hacked. Whatever. Many enemies. Whatever. That's the show. That's it. Super quick, concise, 7-minute show, unedited. What other news is there today? There ain't much. What do we got here? Let's see the reply count threads. We got bullying of an Indiana boy, and then he killed himself or something. Sure, I'm sure that's all it had to do with. I'm sure there was no abuse in the family whatsoever. Some priest exposing the Hollow hoax. Cool, that's pretty good. But too convoluted and bloated for my show. We got Daily Mail article. Blech. I'm a Palestinian. AMA, what is this, fucking Reddit? Go fuck yourself. Europe under attack from the inside. You're damn right it is. Learn to code. I'm convinced the NVIDIA CEO was right about coding being dead in the water as a career option after watching OpenAI's GPT-4o coding demo. Yeah, the new AI is really good. It's really fucking good. It's a little scary. This motherfucker, mysterious Mr. Inner, and I reported this for advertising, Jannies. Does this motherfucker give you money? Ban this bitch. You fucks, does he have a 4chan pass? He's being protected by the pass. A motherfucker. Whatever, that's a show. Love you guys. Have a great day. Bye. Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Day is Sunday, May 19th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. Today, what are we going to talk about? First, we're going to talk about Johnny Schmoly attacked in Israel. It's more of a throwaway thread than anything. Then we'll talk about the actual happenings today. Israel shot down Iranian heli. The Iranian heli, and this Iranian heli is a very special Iranian heli because it contained the president of Iran on it, and he is supposedly dead now. And then they sent 3 rescue forces, which is the next thread, which were all have gone missing, probably killed by Jews. Jews killed them all. They were all murdered. Yeah. So that's the finale, World War III. That's the finale. Israel starting shit. Assassinations. Incredible. Awesome. World War III. I can't wait. It's here, my trip's about to start. I'm sure the two things are totally not coincided, and I'm not totally not a god in physical form. Definitely not. Definitely not. First thread, Johnny Schmoly assaulted in Israel. I watched it already live. There's really nothing there. It's Johnny Schmoly holding his hand out. Then some guys rob him, and you don't even get to really see them rob him. It's just kind of a bunch of, like, struggling that you don't, it's off camera, and then the phone is in the hands of the people that stole it. So it's not really anything. It's comical that he got his shit jacked, and it's comical that he's being assaulted in Israel, the chosen capital of the planet, the greatest country on the planet Earth, apparently, but you know, it just sucks shit. Also, there's trash everywhere. You watch this video, there's trash everywhere. You look on the street, look around, there's just trash. God. God's chosen people are just so dirty. Maybe because they're not God's chosen people. First post is a kike saying LMAO. Yeah, just laughing at the nigger getting assaulted in Israel. This is what they get. They don't like you, niggers. The Jews don't like you. They don't like you. They sold you into slavery, not whites. It was Jews. And now, even now, they laugh at you. They laugh at you behind your back. And to your face, they don't. No, to your face, they manipulate you into being a nigger shield. This American says, I thought Japan took charge of the situation. They arrested him, but he probably has a ton of kike lawyers that bail him out. Base Jews, I kneel. That's probably a kike. You're a Jew. Oh, someone in the thread wanted me to say the meme, you are Jewish, the you are Jewish meme. Yeah, I've seen it. I talked about it one show very briefly. I need to see it more. Please use it. You are Jewish. You are Jew. Yeah, point out all the Jews. Point out all the kikes. Yeah, sure. Good meme. Awesome meme. More. It's not really a meme unless I see it more. This Japan says this is the one instance. This Japanese anon says this is the one instance where I will side with the Israelis. Yeah. This American says hopefully he goes to Gaza next. Mexican Jews were based for a change. No, Jews are never based. Yeah. Humans acting like animals was base. No. I don't like niggers, but I don't even know. I don't even know if I would call that based. I don't even know if I would tread into that area of comicality. Hello, Bugu. Welcome. This is a tough one. Side with the kikes or with the nigger? Neither. Side with neither. Laugh at the nigger. And then laugh at the Jews being animalistic. Just to laugh all around. The lose-lose for everybody that's not white. This Czech Republican on says, good, fuck this trash. Yeah, fuck them all. It's all gonna burn to dust. It doesn't really matter. Whatever. Fuck this thread. Next thread. Israel shot down Iranian heli. Absolute mega giga happening. This is not a drill. World War III has started. Israel just conducted a decapitation strike against the whole Iranian government. The president of Iran dead. The minister of foreign affairs dead. Grand Ayatollah Ali Hassam dead. It's fucking happening. Get in here. Breaking. Mi-171 helicopter carrying Iranian President Rasali crashed. It's done, son. What are the chances they made out alive? Zero. Absolutely fucking zero. Absolutely zero. Fake and gay. It landed because of fog. Ars News reports that precautionary landing due to fog, not a crash. I don't know. Everyone's pretty much confirmed that they're dead now. I don't know. Is it all false information? Is it all bullshit? Very likely, very possible. Who cares? It's not, though. It's not false information. He's dead. Rescue teams in the area for the chopper carrying the president. Not looking good, son. Based fuck terrorists and the new Hamas recruit kiddos on 4chan that support them. Oh my god! 4chan's heckin' supporting Hamas. Ah, you supporting terrorists. Shut up, boomer. Shut up, fucking boomer. God, what a boomer take. Dead sand niggers. The fuck do I care? Nothing of value is lost. Based leaf. Yes, based leaf. Based leaf, not many. Dio says the pic I saw showed the front of a tiny helicopter. Showed the front of a helicopter in tiny pieces. That was a nice flippy flop right there. This American says it was caused by bad weather, climate change. Well, maybe. But the next thread, the Iranian rescue teams, three of them are all missing. They're all gone. Done, son. I'm starting to think Allah is not so Akbar. Rain, fog, nighttime, cold weather, mountainous and uneven terrain. Probably the worst conditions for a search and rescue. Oh my God. I think they want people to think this is the Iranians being retarded and idiotic, which is very possible, but I just don't think so. I think they were assassinated. That's what I think. It's also foggy. It is also foggy as well. Those things coincide together. Yes. America says, shoot down chopper. Hit it again when rescuers show up. We have seen this in the failed state known as Other Israel, aka Ukraine. Yeah, I do. Oh, it's just bad weather and they're just all dying. Yeah, sure. Multiple $1 million helicopters and planes and stuff. Just poofed into dust. I'm sure they totally didn't know how to fly. A tentative partial list of, like, who might have caused it, maybe. This Kike says, our enemies kill themselves? Dude, the Kikes aren't even hiding now. They know people know that Kikes dwell and lurk about. They're just blatantly coming out now. Sad. This America says, flying in fog presents significant challenges, and then does a fucking wall of text to try to make his point. Go fuck yourself. Who cares? Yeah, sure. I hope it was a wall of fog, and I'm still going to blame it on assassination. Not only because it's cooler, but because it makes the U.S. and shit look like crap. So yeah, I don't care. Bad weather or something. Yeah, but also a fucking ninja missile. It'd be so simple as well to just do a ninja missile. Oh, it's a very bad day and ninja missile. Incredible. This leaf said, did the Bermuda Triangle change its location to Iran just now? Yeah, the Bermuda Triangle of missiles. Iranian state media from Lookner the Kike says, the news about the disappearance of the Red Crescent operational team is not true and we deny it. That's just one of the teams that's missing. Okay, we deny that the team got fucking annihilated by a missile and destroyed and all of our shit's getting pushed in the fucking... Imagine there's like some fucking rainy storm and then you lose all of your top leadership and then everybody that goes to search for him just immediately gets assassinated and dies. And then you're just sitting there kind of like, we're fucked a little bit. I guess we got to recover from this. What CIA installed leader are we going to implant to our government today? Oh man. Iran mountain conditions. Ooh, looks awful. Oof. I think we have a case of Mad Max Fury Road where the leader got killed and then everyone's like, go get the leader! And they stood out like five choppers in the horrible weather and then just all die immediately. Oof. Or shot down by ninja missiles, of course. Whatever, that's show. World War III! That they found the helicopter. They found it. It's dead. It's blown up. There are definitely going to be traces of missiles and assassination attempts. They found them. Cool. I can't wait for the World War. That's the show. The trip starts very soon. Maybe I can combine yesterday's episode and this episode into an actual episode. I don't know. But the trip starts soon. Wish me luck tomorrow. I'm going to take the car to the transmission repair shop and it's going to be before they even open. So my grandfather's going to drive me home, but we might go get breakfast or something before the trip. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll just eat some eggs and bacon. The bacon and eggs were delicious. The transmission service was $300 in preparation for the trip. I'm not sure. We'll see. I've been fasting on and off kind of. I don't know. I've been fasting, but I have been eating randomly. Things, so I don't know. It's kind of on-off fasting. Intermittent fasting. That's the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Tomorrow's episode will be a breakdown of everything that's in my car, but I'll still do a live show. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, Jinjin. You gonna miss me? I'm gonna miss you. I'm gonna miss my baby. Okay, what am I taking? This is gonna be my headphones, but I'm wearing them right now, so you can't really mess with that. That's binoculars. Really shitty binoculars. Like a $30, $40 pair of binoculars. They were kind of shitty. They work, like, a little bit, but, not the greatest. Water bottle. Okay, now we get into the good stuff. Inside of the... Here's my pack. This is for camping. I have all of my camping stuff in here, but when I actually go hiking, I'll probably take out half of it because it's real heavy with everything in there. But I only need to take everything if I'm going to stay there overnight or multiple days or something. This is a poncho that also doubles as a tent. You can wear it as a poncho. You can pike it into a tent. It's a double use. This is the underpad that you put underneath the tent and there's stakes in it. So this is the underpad and stakes. This is just a washable towel. I believe this is the tent. It's a one-person tent. Two people could probably fit in there if you had to. It'd be uncomfortable. Be very uncomfortable. There's barely enough room for one person. Here is a one-person chair. It's just a small chair. Here is a sleeping bag. Kind of lightweight. Not gonna keep you that warm, really. Pillow. So that's everything in the main bag. That's it. In here, this is where all my medical stuff is. I guess I could open it up. Fuck. So we got Tylenol, Advil, first aid kit with tons of band-aids and splints for cuts and fucking, I'm not opening it up, everything's gonna fall out of it. Then I got emergency blankets, there's three of them in there. I got Pepcid AC, because I get fucking stomach acid sometimes. Just in case. So that was when you eat Italian food. And lots of shitty food. This is decongestant. Blood stop. In case you get really something really bad. Really bad cut. Stop the blood. Okay, in the front pouch we got Holy Voodoo. I love that shit. It's really good. Fucking kosher salt. Yes, it's I'm not kike, but they got some good ass salt, okay? Their salt's fucking delicious. The kosher salt's good. And then I got, you know, I mean, of course, only the best for themselves. And fuck all for the rest of us, guys. Then I have self-ground pepper. So this is my own ground pepper. Just my own ground pepper and good salt is really important. Got Claritin tablets, off-brand, because it's cheaper. Meat thermometer, because it's just easier to cook the steaks. A thing of twine, and just in case of emergencies. This gauze thing in case of emergencies. An extra steak in case of emergencies. Some chapstick for chapped lips. Got this thing, which is like a tie. You can tie stuff with it. So that's everything in that pouch. In this pocket, just more thermal blankets and hand warmers in case it gets really cold. There's a selfie stick in here. I'm not pulling that stupid thing out. That's just, if you need to hold the camera out really far, which I barely use, don't really use that often. Here I got Battlestar Galactica. I love this game so much. Bring in that. Maybe I'll play it at a con or something. I wish I had the expansions, but they're so expensive. Maybe I'll find one on the road. Doubt it. Then I got this. This is a bunch of miscellaneous stuff. I got my contacts. I need two boxes because I have different strengths in each eye. My right eye is weaker than my left eye. I got my Switch. Aluminum foil sheets, some books like The Great Reset by Alex Jones, and The Grey Knight Warhammer Omnibus, and some gifts and stuff, controllers, electronics, mouthwash, stuff like that. There's a light in here that's somehow turned on. Got a Kindle in there. Just a bunch of miscellaneous electronics. Might be a little hard to see, but I'll tell you the stuff I changed. Way down there is the crankshaft sensor. I had to go under the car to get to it. I replaced that. Replaced this tube right here for the coolant. Replaced this fuel pressure thing, whatever that is. Replaced that. Replaced all these fuel injectors in here. There's a camshaft sensor right here. You probably can barely see it. I replaced that. You have to remove these fuel injectors to get to the damn thing. I replaced these spark plugs and spark plug cables. I blew out this mass airflow sensor with airflow sensor cleaner, and I replaced the filter in this thing. I replaced these two screws on the throttle body with new screws. Also, I don't know if you could see it. It's kind of hard. There's this thing down up in there. It's zip tied to the battery now. That wasn't even fucking plugged in. There's vacuum line right here. I fixed all that. It wasn't even plugged in right. So it's way better now. I also fixed this vacuum line right here. That vacuum line was broken. So a lot of this was fixed. What do we got in the back? We got an atlas. This is for the trip. This has all the routes and maps in case the GPS goes off. I got WD-40, anti-fog, hand warmers, CDs, got paper towels and stuff, got multiple repair books for the car, and then there's wipes in there and some super glue. We got the car jumper in case of emergency. This thing has saved my ass like 5 times. This thing's incredible. This thing's the best thing I bought. It was 30 bucks. It's incredible. It works. Oh my god, a turtle. A turtle. A random turtle. Hey, turtle. Hey, turtle. Turtle power. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Got the inverter to charge stuff. Have the toolbox. Here's the trunk. I have these. It's probably dangerous to have these in here if it gets too hot. So if we park in the desert or something, I'll be a little more careful with these. But right now, with this weather, it's fine. It's nothing's gonna happen. Got extra bungees. These are vacuum sealed things. These are washer thingies for when I pick and pull a banjo bolt. I got a bunch of car fluids over here. Lucas oil, Lucas trans, antifreeze, extra antifreeze. Power steering fluid, a bunch of flat fix. I got multiple fix-a-flats in case something happens with that. Have this for sleeping on. It's like squishy. I got a metal detector back there. These are trekking poles. This is a gold panner. Some gloves. That's about it. Some tape. No spare tire. But that'll be fixed.
Oh my God. I look like a neighborhood dad operating the grill. Well, there you go. There you go. I guess that's better than looking like the neighborhood creep who lives in the basement doing illicit things on the internet that the feds would probably arrest him for, right? Exactly. I'm a normal dude.
I'm a normal dude.